7 out of 10 proctologists recommend listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
I'll be kind if you be faithful, you be sweet and I'll be grateful. Cover me with kisses, dear, lighten up the atmosphere. Keep me warm inside our bed, I got dreams of you all through my head. Fortune teller said I'd be free, and that's the day you came to me.
Well, folks, it's time for the Gary and Cassie Chapman segment. It sounds like we're on Judge Judy or something.
Or on, you know, the Shopping Channel or something.
The Shopping Channel. Cassie would love that, I think. Gary Chapman and his wife Cassie are starring in the new TNT reality series Private Lives of Nashville Wives, which premiered on February 24th. TNT is turning the spotlight on the women of the Music City, Nash Vegas, in the new unscripted series Private Lives of Nashville Wives. They're going to follow a group of accomplished, opinionated, and driven women who happen to be married to some of the biggest players in the country music industry as they deal with professional challenges, family issues, and social relationships. Cassie Chapman is married to Christian music icon Gary Chapman, and they are exploring starting their own family. I'm reading something here. I'm not sure if I agree with this part or not. Ready? Cassie's sweetness masks a toughness that comes out when others question their 23-year age difference. Let's find out if this
Are you questioning the sweetness or the toughness?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary and Cassie Chapman. How you doing?
Well, hello.
How y'all doing? Do you say y'all? Y'all?
We do say y'all.
We're doing good, eh? How are you?
Oh, y'all stay up there.
Doing good, eh? Seriously? My goodness. All right, listen. I've got a load of questions for you guys, but the first question that we need to get out of the way right away is, Cassie, did you like that song we played?
Yes, you saw that on my Twitter account, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
I love that song.
He was just psychic or something.
No.
You started playing that, and she was like, oh, that's my new favorite song. Like, wow, what a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
No, you actually did show prep. What a thing.
What are the odds? No, the real question is the four-wheeler out yet?
Well, of course. It's warm.
Yes.
And Mama likes to go fast. Yes, so yes, it's out.
Mama likes to go fast. I didn't know whether that tweet had something to do with the four-wheeler or nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more.
Let your imagination go.
Okay. All right. Okay, so listen, I saw a segment of the show. By the way, they're blocking it up here in Canada on the website for some reason. There's some kind of...
Well, you know, I was going to give you a little programming note. Is it, and I'm talking to her, but you're listening... Is it not on CMT in
it's
Canada?
CMT Canada on Friday.
Yeah. So I was looking at it through the TNT thing, through the TNT site. Yeah. So CMT is where it's at, and I've got a friend of mine that does some stuff for them, Mr. Casey Clark. Casey, how you doing? He's really short. Just thought I'd let everyone know.
So am I.
Yeah. Well, how tall are you, Cassie?
5 foot on a good day.
Wow.
There aren't that many good days.
No. You know, you remind me a little bit of another gal we had on the show a while ago. Yeah, Kristen Chenoweth. Have you come across her at all?
I have not met her. I'm dying to meet her. I think she is hilarious.
I have met her, and honestly, that's a pretty good comparison. There's a lot of similarities.
Yeah, they both got a little sparkle and a little. What am I trying to say? Mischievousness and a little. Just a little. I could have stopped at little.
That was nice.
So the thing I wanted to get into was this 23-year age difference. I heard you say, Cassie, that, you know, people have said, oh, you know, you wanted to get a sugar daddy, you know, you just kind of...
Yeah, right.
But did you not marry Mr.
Wrong one.
Did you not marry Mr. Chapman when his career was in the toilet?
I did.
Yes, she did. Yeah, those arguments don't really last very long.
Now nobody believes it, but it is the absolute truth.
Well, all you got to do is check around a little bit. Yeah, I was, good grief, I was about as low as you could get professionally at that moment.
So okay, so there wasn't the money. What did you see in this guy?
Those things need to be left unspoken.
Oh,
okay?
Wow.
I'm just kidding. No, I have been in a series of terrible relationships. When I met him, I didn't need to be in a relationship, but it was that one, that stupid thing where it's like just a ton of bricks hit me. And I was like, oh my gosh, he is so cool. And we were on a tiny island. I didn't have access to Google or cell service, so I couldn't look him up. I had no idea who he was and how old he was. And when I got into Miami from this island, I got on my computer, Googled Gary Chapman, and my jaw dropped to the ground. I was like, oh dear God, what am I going to tell my dad?
Why? Because your dad would be freaked out about the age?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's 7 years older than Gary, so it's weird.
He's a cool guy, though. We're great golfing buddies.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They've got a lot in common, you see. They like the same type of music.
You know, we don't listen to that stuff. The kids are listening to
You know, and the great thing is when you're out in the golf course, you know, you could sort of, if one of you runs out of Depends, the other one will have a pair right there.
You're exactly right.
I'm a jerk. The thing though with the age difference deal that I got to bring up, though, is that some good friends of mine have an even bigger age difference, and they've made it work tremendously well. Kathy Lee and Frank Gifford.
Exactly.
They're 25 years difference.
Yeah, and it has worked out very well for them.
But
clearly the older one in the relationship.
Yeah, you know what? It must be said, the simple answer to that particular situation, you don't have to spend very much time with her at all to realize that she is what we call down south an old soul. And you don't have to spend very much time with me to figure out that I'm an idiot.
And that's why I love him.
We kind of hit in the middle. It works.
Nice. Okay, next topic I got to bring up. When I found out about this, I thought, oh my goodness. How am I? No, do I bring this up? Do I not bring that? And then I remembered last time, Gary, you and I talked, we just brought up everything. We just kind of hung it all out to dry, right?
I was going to say, do you ever really ask yourself that question?
No, not really.
Bring this up? No way. No.
I was just trying to make a good face there. Okay. I can't remember the last time I was in a Hooters restaurant.
Well, that's too bad.
You haven't had good wings in a while, have you?
The fourth mouthful burger is not too bad either.
But my daughter and I got into a spat a little while ago, and she threatened me that she would go and get a job at Hooters.
Not the worst thing in the world.
Well, I found out later that it wasn't actually the worst thing in the world, you know.
No, it's not. It's actually a great group of humans. We've become friends just over the years with, you know, the people that started that thing, and good grief, they're awesome. They do huge amounts of charitable work. They're active in their church. You just cannot, you literally cannot judge a book by its cover.
Gary, can I say that next time you share that story that you not start off with, huge?
Love it.
Okay, I'll start with ample.
Yeah, ample. That's much better. Do people bring that up, Cassie? Do they kind of, you know, because look, I've been in Nashville a number of times, and I know there's a conservative element down there that would just drive you up the wall. Do they kind of look down their noses at the ex-Hooters girl?
I think it's just more the busybodies that really show an interest, and I could care less about the trolls that sit safely behind their computer screens. So it's not a big deal. The second Hooters outside of the state, or actually the first Hooters outside the state of Florida, was the Hooters that I started in Louisville, Kentucky. Hmm. So it's been around forever. And I think,
years.
So it's not a big deal.
Cassie, with the whole Amy Grant thing and living in Nashville, I sort of introduced Gary the last time he was on the show in a similar way I did this time, which, you know, this guy's got to live under a couple of shadows. They're just there. You know, obviously when people get to know you, they see beyond the shadows. But the shadows are, you know, he's Amy Grant's ex. He's the cocaine guy. He's the blah, 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 blah. Again, living in Nashville, being married to the ex of Amy Grant, is that weird?
Absolutely not. I mean, it's not even a subject anymore. It was 20-some years ago.
Yeah.
It is 2014.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure that shadow existed at some point.
I didn't get to see it, though. Thank God.
Yeah, she didn't ever see that. And I don't feel it at all. If anything, these days it might be shining the other direction.
Nice. Well said again.
you know what? She's been very, very nice to me when we've been in social situations, and that's all I can ask for.
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah, she's actually, I mean, I've met a lot of folks over the years, and she's easily one of the warmest human beings that I've met. So I want to talk about your house for a second, because, you know, on this show, they show you the house that y'all live in. They showed you the closet that you have. And Cassie, you know, do they have Shopaholics Anonymous or whatever it's called? Although, hold on, I got to say, I love the fact that you buy a lot of stuff at the secondhand shops.
Thank you.
My favorite place in Nashville is actually called the Pound Store, and it's the Goodwill Outlet, and it's like a free-for-all.
No, you gotta let that sink in. It's the Goodwill Outlet. She literally goes out there, and you pay for stuff by the pound, and it's hilarious.
There's some really good stuff.
I know her closet is relatively full, and remain so until she gives stuff to Goodwill and restocks. But I can certainly attest that she does not spend a lot of money. Thank God. She's a little Miss Frugal. She loves somebody coming up and saying, "Oh, I love those shoes. $9.99, max." I mean, she loves that stuff.
Oh, man. Well, I got to say, the best thing I loved in your closet, that just sounded weird, yeah, is the green boots or whatever they were.
Oh, awesome, yes.
And they were free.
No, not those.
Did you have to pay for those?
She's giving me a gold pair next.
Okay, so it'll be like half price eventually.
Yeah, whatever. But my good friend Brenda King, she actually designed those, and I had to have a pair of electric blue cowboy boots.
Who wouldn't have to have those?
You can't miss me, that's for sure.
Man. Okay, so, you know, a lot of folks that would be in your lives would say, why would you want to do this? Because, you know, you're going to have, there's going to be drama, there's going to be, you know, what's the point of this show? What's the point of you being involved? What's the point of the show?
Well, those are two different answers.
Okay, yeah. So we'll start with why. Honestly, I said no 3 times before I sat down and talked to somebody to say, okay, you know what, we're just going to pray about it, and if the doors keep opening, that means God wants us to use this platform. If the door closes, it was not His will. And the door kept opening, and I was like, oh no, what are we going to do now? But, you know, really we use this to get the word out about private adoptions. And that's the reason why I wanted to do it.
And as it turns out, despite, you know, as much editing as anybody wants to do, it's pretty difficult, and this is a good thing for us, I guess, to learn. It's pretty difficult to edit God out of our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they meant to or not, I mean, we're certainly not that dynasty, but it's very, very apparent that we are really being who we are, and that's okay. That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's actually the main reason I wanted to have you back, Gary, so soon. I just, you know, I'm only a weekly show. I don't want to have people on the show too often. You were on a few months ago, but I just enjoyed our conversation last time. You know, you're a pretty real dude.
Well, I was actually going to offer to do like a monthly update, you know, from down under, you know.
A monthly update from down under. It sounds like you visited my proctologist.
Exactly.
Okay, so what is the point of the show again? I mean, are there eliminations? Because, by the way, I saw on the website, I saw, I think, 5 girls, and one picture I saw 6 girls. I saw 2 brunettes in one shot and 1 brunette in another shot. What's going on?
Somebody missed a photo shoot.
Yeah. I guess so. No, we originally started out with 7, and they took one of the girls, or one of the ladies, and she is actually our social media ambassador. But, yeah, that's the only cast.
Yeah, nobody gets kicked off the island. Not until the second season.
Right.
If there is one, who knows?
So the thing that really hooked me in was the episode that I watched, and it was the episode where you talked quite openly about Eva Rose. So first question for you, Cassie, what's Eva Rose doing right now? Is she watching Little Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood?
Well, of course she is. We had to keep her busy while we talked to you.
That's exactly what happened.
She'll probably start walking about next week.
Yeah, she's really,
she's
really
wild. Crawling all over the house.
Oh, yeah, you should know, and this is huge, huge stuff. Daniel Tiger followed Cassie on Twitter a couple days ago, and she went crazy.
I don't know if I have the crush or if Eva has the crush. I'm not sure.
It's hard to tell.
Well, she is a cutie patootie. I don't think I've ever said that in 11 years of doing a show. Cutie patootie. But you got to explain to me, what the heck is an open private adoption?
That's fair.
Okay, so an open adoption is where the birth mother still can see the baby. And we're actually very good friends with the birth father's parents. That's how we found Eva in the first place. So we love her family. We love Chelsea. Love Jesse, the birth father, and it works for us.
That's the open part.
Yeah, that's the open part. And then the private is where we didn't have a middleman. We didn't go through an agency. We only had to do our home study through the state and get an attorney, and that was it.
Yeah, basically, if you go through the state adoption process, true to form, given the opportunity, bureaucracy generally makes things more difficult and cost more. Hmm. And that's exactly what happens.
Mm-hmm.
So the private route, a lot of people don't even know that it's possible, and it just is so much easier. It's so much cleaner, and I think healthier for everybody involved.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, I was adopted, and I was a month old when my adoptive family came and picked me up out of the hospital, and I've since met my birth parents, my birth father and mother. They're not together, And I did, while I was chatting with them, obviously I've been in touch with them for a few years now, but initially, you ask every question under the sun, and one of the conversations was about them trying to get me back.
Oh, wow.
And you guys, are you past the 10 days? Because isn't that a reality in your life, too?
Not anymore. Yeah, we're well past it. She's 10 months.
Yeah, we went through that on the show.
Yeah, so that was months ago.
Day one, they followed us
from
the hospital,
yeah,
home. And then we did a sip and see, which people were really upset about. They're like, how could you plan this elaborate party and have napkins embossed with her name and the mother could still take her back that day? Hmm. And I was like, you know what? That's why we have an open adoption, because we trust her.
And that's kind of the way we choose to live, generally. If we're going to do something, we tend to do it fully, shall we say, and knowing that when you risk, two things can happen. You can lose and be heartbroken, or you could win big. So that's kind of the way we go at it.
Again, the scene out of the segment that I saw, I must have gone fast forward on the thing on the internet, because all of a sudden the thing started playing. And I saw bags of breast milk being dumped into a freezer.
Yep, that's right. A machine. Oh, my gosh.
Right. Yeah. I was just a little taken back by that. Maybe
it was utterly amazing.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really? Really? Oh, that's horrible. Horrible. I can just imagine some of your guests coming over and accidentally cracking one of those open.
Oh, I had to shove them in the apartment freezer down where my mom was living. I was just like, I'm sorry. Pack around it. I'm sorry.
So, Cassie, I don't know much about your background. I mean, I know that you grew up in West Virginia, Parkersburg. You know, you're sort of, from at least our point of view up here in Canada, the stereotypical blonde, you got the cheerleader thing going, and you participated in the 4-H, and I know a good friend of mine up here named Paul Brandt wrote a song about some girl like you who, loved being a country girl. And but you sang in the choir as well. That's where the road turns a little to one side. Did you grow up a goody-goody? I mean, you kind of seem like a bit of a cheeky monkey.
I was wild. I grew up with all boys on a farm, so I didn't have a choice. I had to defend myself. And where I grew up, it is absolutely gorgeous country, but it is wild. The state logo is true, wild and wonderful.
Who made the first move when you guys hooked? Well, I can't say hooked up anymore because that means something different. But who cracked on to who first? Who made the googly eyes? Who had the longer stare thing going and couldn't take the eyes away?
Well,
I'm interested to hear your answer because I know mine.
Well, I know what happened. I mean, we hung out a couple days. But then he pulled me aside. We were just busy island hopping, and he just pulled me aside and he goes, I know this may sound weird, but do you have a couple minutes? And I was like, oh boy. And I just got like this huge hot flash and I'm like, oh no, oh no, here it comes. And he's like, yeah, I just think we're having a really good time and I don't think we should stop anytime soon. Let's just see where this goes. And I was like, oh wow, that was forward. I don't think I've ever had a guy do that to me before or say that to me.
Well, I'm old. You got to hit it. You got to get after it.
You can't say hit it either.
No,
honey.
You can't. No.
Say
it
Oh, that's funny.
For me, my answer is kind of the same, but slightly different. I remember the moment that I first saw her, literally, and it was down a dock in Staniel Cay, there at the Staniel Cay Yacht Club, they call it. That's using the term a bit loosely, but I think for me, we kind of locked eyes, and it was like, oh, well, we should both pay attention to this, because I was, honest to goodness, not in the market. No way.
Neither was I.
Not a chance. And quite frankly, surrounded by a lot of gorgeous women.
There's Hooters calendars.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
My video, my production company was doing the making of the Hooters calendar, okay? It's a decent gig if you can get it. And, but my rule was, you know, certainly do not get involved, you know. Yeah. And I was not personally in the market anyway. So it caught me off guard big time.
Well, that's what love is, huh?
Yeah, it does that. Yeah.
That's all I had. That's the only thing that came to my mind at that point in time. That's
that was beautiful, though. I got to tell you, that was beautiful.
I'm happy to write some songs for you if you want, Gary.
Would you?
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. Oh, well, listen, folks, you need to check out this show. It's called Private Lives of Nashville Wives. And one of the couples, this dynamic duo, Gary and Cassie Chapman, are two of the characters in this deal. By the way, let me just ask you, which of the other couples do you two think are the most interesting to kind of watch on this show, aside from yourselves?
Interesting to watch.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to go with Raul and Betty.
Yes, yes. I mean, they've been married the longest.
Yeah.
She's our social ambassador now.
Now, Raul Malo is the lead singer for the Mavericks, mm-hmm. and his wife, Betty, is a jewelry designer, and they're both Cuban as you can get. Very passionate, very aggressive.
Fiery.
A whole lot of fun to be around.
Yes. But I do have to say that I love Jenny and JT's relationship.
Yeah, that's a cool one, too. Yeah.
As hard as she seems on television, it's just so great to watch him.
It's funny. She's come across as completely the villain. She's the mean one. And she's, in real life, as a person. No, I'm serious. You know what I mean? Off camera.
Yeah.
They're just so sweet. They're a blast.
Well, in November, Gary released his latest album, The Truth, his first studio album in over a decade, features 16 new songs, special appearances by Alison Krauss, John Rich, Tanya Tucker, Rebecca Lynn Howard, and Barney. No, that can't be right. For over three decades, Chapman seamlessly blurred the lines of contemporary Christian pop, country, and Southern gospel, racking up an impressive list of Dove Awards, Grammy nominations, and writing credits for legendary artists such as Kenny Rogers, with his new face, Alabama T.G. Shepherd, Winona, who taught me the phrase, that girl's hair is jacked to Jesus, and his former wife, Amy Grant. Chapman is also widely remembered as the host of TNN's popular primetime country television series and Sam's Place concert series and radio programs. So, folks, check your local television listings and track down this show, Private Lives of Nashville Wives. And, of course, Gary's website is GaryChapmanMusic.com. You guys are nuts, and I love it. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
It's always a pleasure. And I wasn't kidding about the Down Under report, dude. I'm ready.
Okay. All right, man. All right. You got it. All right, Gary. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Crazy people. Too fun. Well, was this Susie Vinnick again?
Yes, it is.
We got to listen. Let's have a little listen. Like a smoker keeps a cigarette in his pocket. Sweethearts keep photos in the locket. They say cooking is slow, brings out the flavor, darling, say.